Thanks for starting your day with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Ted Drinkwater with your morning headlines for Friday, March 15th, 2024. BYU Idaho has a new organization that helps students volunteer. Student reporter Grace Shirley has the story.
Blue Crew is a new organization at BYU Idaho that provides other student organizations with volunteers for their events. Rather than each organization individually asking for volunteers every time they have an event, they can simply reach out to Blue Crew, and Blue Crew will supply them with willing volunteers. Blue Crew is flexible with very few meetings, and information is shared through text message or a brief weekly email. Volunteers with Blue Crew can sign up for the events they're interested in through forms included in the weekly emails. Volunteers get a free shirt for participating, refreshments at the meetings, and free admission to the event. Recent events included Date Night, the Slam Dunk Competition, and Escape Night. But besides being a fun club where you can meet new people, Blue Crew is also a place of belonging and inclusion.
Even though there's a bigger group of volunteers, we really care about each and every single person in Blue Crew. They can feel like they're needed on campus because so many times on a big campus, you just get lost and you feel like you're not important and you're not needed, but we really need people on this campus and we need the volunteers.
That was Allie Weller, director of Blue Crew. On the wall of her office is a sign with Blue Crew's motto, Belong, Lead, Inspire. Blue Crew can also lead to leadership opportunities or even job offers. Georgia Sitaway, a Blue Crew lead, has experienced this firsthand.
I think like it gives good job opportunities because people are going to see that you're working hard and that you're willing to spend your time or your weekends serving others, and like people are going to be like, wow, like I want that person working for me or part of my team.
Though Blue Crew is a fairly new service organization on campus, some of its members have already had job offers from their time spent volunteering.
And they make the spirit of RICS just so much better, and they continue it on at BYUI.
Find out more about Blue Crew by visiting the Student Activities and Involvement Desk on the first floor of the Mannering Center. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Grace Shirley.
The Deputy Idaho Attorney General is set to join the prosecution team in the Chad Daybell trial. Local News 8 reports the Deputy Attorney General for the state of Idaho, Ingrid Beatty, will join the team prosecuting Chad Daybell. Daybell is charged in the death of his first wife, Tammy Daybell, and conspiracy to commit the murders of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, the children of his current wife, Lori Vallow Daybell. Vallow Daybell was found guilty last year and will spend the rest of her life in prison. She's now in Arizona jail facing additional charges. Chad Daybell's trial begins April 1st. The city of Blackfoot is getting a new animal shelter. Local News 8 reports that the plans first came to light after talking with Blackfoot Mayor Mark Carroll in February. The hope is that ground will be broken for the new shelter in April or May of 2025. The need for the new space is because of overcrowding. According to the shelter, since 2016, the number of animals in the shelter has tripled. Thanks for joining me this morning. These have been your morning headlines for Friday, March 15th, 2024. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Ted Drinkwater, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.